every time somebody fixes something special for me, everybody takes a right to go in that goddamn kitchen and make what they need. The rest of you that let them do it to you, they're buying something from you. They're buying. Had the health problems I've got. I wish I'd never had to think about them. Now I won't think about them. We'll just take our chances because I'm not going to go through it anymore. I'm sick of it. If there's any substantiation to it, and I've heard it rumored through this place that it's being done. All through this place. And it will not be resolved by changing supervision. It's not a supervisorial problem. Although there are those who are supervisors who have participated in it very much. And I'm afraid of making shifts, even though there now is something on the floor about making a shift, and they want to put another sister joint white and black responsibility in the kitchen. I think that's very good, but I've seen the sister they recommend that her children can manipulate anything they want out of her. And I don't want to see anybody in that kitchen that will be manipulated. But that may be perfectionism talk. That may be my ass talking because my mind knows better. Because everyone in there is guilty of it. So well, my friend, my good comrade leader, that's humanity. It isn't going to be my kind of humanity because I watch these babies and I look at them and I'm sure they like a little diversity in their food. I'm sure they would. And I just don't like it. Get that shit away, too. I don't drink any more of that shit, too. I'm going out of business. Something that I have to take for a release of indigestion. I won't take that. Because I am not going to allow you to manipulate what you want to do out of some excuse that you're helping Dad. Now, while you're fixing Dad's food, you're fixing your own food. So whatever comes off that dinner line, I'll be right there with you. I enjoyed the meal tonight anyway. I don't know what it was a kick about. A lot of people kick, 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 kick. If you had to eat the high protein that I have, you'd welcome it. I'm so sick of flesh that I don't even want to look at it. I don't even want to look at flesh. I can stand the whites of the eggs to some degree, and I don't know if there's any protein in it or not. But I'm sure that we all have to have protein, and we're going to all have to balance the protein, and I'm going to have to balance mine right along with the rest of yours, because that's the way the ball game's going from now on. That's the way it's going. And I hope that we will be, one of the facts, be able to straighten that kitchen matter up. And we'll be able to integrate. There's a feeling here that it's not based on any of the racism, no racism on the part of the leadership, that there's a black front force and a white front force. So we got to integrate this. We can't have whites in the front and blacks in the back, even though it may be just nothing but an accident. May mean that you got no white cooks that can cook worth shit. And that's possible. But we better find one. We surely can find some white dishwashers. And we will. Peace. By Monday morning, that whole program will be integrated. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm ordering it. I don't care if you like me, love me, lump me, love me. I know you don't. Like me, I don't give a shit. Principle is all that matters to me. Monday morning, the fucking place will be integrated, and everybody will be peaceful. Everybody will be peaceful. Peace. And that's what this organization lacks in coordinators, in the supervision. Some don't have enough voice, perhaps, but you won't wield responsibility because you don't want to be hated. And we'll starve to death if we don't stop it. We're faltering in our production of vegetables, faltering in even the report to me. that the vegetables are not coming up out of the ground. This report is not given to me. You can't expect me to go through 84 manuscripts. I had a manuscript to go through today on problems in the United States. I can't possibly weigh these things. These have got the high points of dangers have got to be brought out, underlined or whispered in my ear. Because all those manuscripts now, I'm administering the home front. The difference in ministering that is this. If you don't move just wisely, you'll be open to a number of criminal actions. If we move out of there too quickly, those fuckers will see an opportunity to take criminal actions against some of our people. If we don't move out in time, we'll lose our property. But you can certainly get rid of property without losing your people. This idea that our people there can't sell their San Francisco temple, they have to have it. That's bullshit. They don't have to have it. They don't have to have it. They can function without it. And we've ordered it be done. But they've defied that order on several occasions. And that's what's made me slow down and say again, I'm going to take a few more days to see who's coming. Why in the hell would they want to come and not realize that we need the $300,000 or at least $250,000 out of that church building? Obviously, we need that. Huh? They might be, that's true. But one thing, we need the money. And we're not going to let that building, because one thing we can't change. Unless you want to negotiate, and I've thought about that. If this organization had its leadership, I know what these fuckers want. They want the death of Jim Jones. That's what they really want. It's Jim Jones that showed them themselves. It's Jim Jones that made them have to face themselves. It was Jim Jones that made them have to take a look at themselves. That's what's killing them. Now they couldn't live with looking at him, and when you don't continue trying to love, that will turn to hate. That's why we call it the love-hate syndrome. Then they want to rationalize that all those years they could have been living it up because they finally become creatures of lust. And then they hate me for those years they lost. And I'm easily understanding that kind of phenomena, though I don't understand the lowness of their character. I can understand their departure from socialism. I can even empathize with that, but not their cruelty. Not the barbarous cruelty. How they can now go so far that they set up headlines that two young blacks molest an old drunk white woman, making it, punishing every black person in California, making it unsafe, as sure as there is no heaven, as sure as the sun rises and sets, some black going through redwoods is going to get hurt because of this. We were getting hurt when we were traveling up there when everybody was speaking well of us. They surrounded us in a restaurant or a parking, a gas station, and nearly did our drivers in Santa Rosa, where the heat of this is coming from, the press Democrat. And to think that Jim Cobb and all those black and white people had no more awareness or concern. They have awareness. They had no concern, goddammit, to suit their own vendetta of hate towards me. They will risk every black person's safety in the whole of Sonoma, Northern California, Mendocino County, or anybody going through there on their way to Washington. That's a cruel bunch of motherfuckers. But I've thought of exchange. If this place is where it ought to be, I'd make an exchange. You drop your goddamn suits. You say you're concerned about the well-being of your relatives. You drop your goddamn suits. 50-some million dollars of them now, trying to stifle our people. And you can have me. No, I'm talking what I've felt. I know that's not feasible because the place won't function now. But I sure wish it would. If I'm a tired man and I'd give them me, and I could say, do with me what you will. But I don't give a goddamn. I'm in hell anyway. And if it would get you out of some hell, I'd gladly go back and say, suckers, now you've got the person you want to kill. Now you've got the person that troubled your conscience. Now destroy him. But I can't do it. The organization, well, I can't do it not for the reason you have, not out of sentimentality. I'm not sentimental, not about myself. I couldn't sacrifice your life, but I can sacrifice mine. I wouldn't have debated hour after hour about whether your life be spared. God, if I had only had the right to act on my assumption, my own self-esteem, of my estimation, of my value, and the historical process, we'd have had it over in 10 seconds. I wouldn't have debated it. It'd have been over with. Because I don't see myself in these sentimental terms that some of you do, as an important soul. And that's what you're projecting on me. You see your importance. So you say, don't know, Dad. Don't go back. Don't let them do what they will to you, because I'll suffer. If you had been where you ought to be today in growth, you wouldn't suffer when I was gone. Somebody else could step in my shoes, and I could do that and get these hounds at bay. And I'll bet you they'd recall their suits to get me. That's how much hate they're on. There's no love in them. There's no mercy. There's no compassion. There's not even human decency anymore. They're not concerned about their relatives. Obviously, they're not, and they wouldn't try to cut us off from the amateur radio, try to get our money so you can't eat. They're not concerned about you. They know nothing but pandemonium can come out of that. If they succeeded in getting done what they want to do, stopping us from medicines, informing all the doctors not to talk to us till you can't get anybody to talk to you on the radio, even though we backed up, the FCC at least backed off, and we still have our license. But they've gone so far to keep doctors from talking to our doctor. We're having to go on a whole new meter band, having to think about beaming our signal towards the Soviet Union. That's how little they care, your goddamn relatives. So in mine care, they weren't involved with it. They should have rose up and protested it then. They know what's happening. They can read the newspaper. Peace. It's in the newspaper, black and white, what they're doing to us. Black and white, how they're getting all these agencies to investigate and harass our people and cut off our funds and try to stop our money. And any fool could know all those $55 million suits, frame-up suits, are just to see that the properties will be fixed and our bank accounts attached so you won't be able to eat. So don't kid yourself and say, my relative not in it. Well, you don't know. Say, well, mine isn't. Well, the Medlocks are, and a lot of black people are, and a lot of white people are. And if yours wasn't in it, then if you're not of it, you should be against it. How many of your relatives? Peace. How many of your relatives have written you offering to stand up against them? How many of your relatives have written offering to write the press on our behalf? How many of your relatives were at our protest march and all of them were offered and contacted? None. Face it, children. We entertained one woman here for 8 days. Vivian Davis, 8 days. You don't want to face it, but she would not come. She was afraid. Said, send to Jim, Marcy, my love, it's such a beautiful place, but I'm afraid. Then she promised to come to her daughter because she couldn't stand to lie to her daughter over the radio, but she didn't come the next morning. Don't tell me your relatives any different. They see what's happening to us, and they know you're over here. If they weren't approving of you suffering, if they weren't approving of it, they'd stand up and scream. Peace. They're not helpless. They're not helpless. At least they could scream. They may not be able to move newspapers, but at least they could scream. Well, I don't know how I got into all that. I presume it needed to be said. Are you willing to be hated? The organization is not moving as effectively as it ought to. Look at that sheet. Not moving effectively as it ought to. By no means is it moving effectively as it ought to. This has some merit, and I'd like for you to consider it. Executive authority. Who should be the chief administrative officer? You do not like the term coordinators. It doesn't mean enough responsibility. It connotes responsibility, but not authority, and not enough of the either one. The person chosen should have as many of the following qualities as possible: fairly young and in reasonably good health, with lots of stamina, because the job will be taxing. 2, accustomed to think of the socialist movement, our organization as a whole, rather than of one department, no matter how vital that one department may be in their own talents or their preferences. three, proven in heavy proven in heavy responsibility. They've gone through the test of heavy responsibility. Frugal, that means saving, penny pinching, as I've been since I was a child, to give you opportunities for some of you to throw away our cups so we can't have enough punch, and throw away our plates so we don't know whether we're going to feed you every night. That's a fucking mess I went through. Sometimes my heart aches. I know why I can cry for those people in Roots, and it isn't beyond your capacity to cry. For yourself, yes, you should subdue it. And when you look at that and you hear those people, when Fiddler died, he said he's free at last. How I envied what that old man had happened to him. Because I've been a slave all my life. I've been a slave. Nothing they could have done to me in that picture. That may sound hard for you to deal with, but nothing I saw in that picture was as horrible as what I've had to be. To feel for 1,000 people. And then when you've learned how to feel, to worry about them night and day. To have Bobby Stroud for 2.5 hours or so last night, 2 hours, to have to worry, is he going to be all right in that terrible tragedy that happened to him? When he hit, thrown off the truck right on top of his head. That hellish, hellish situation. Yes, I know. Nothing wrong with it. The arm that was said to be broken is not broken now. Only keeping him in hospital just to be safe for observation, because he doesn't even have a headache. But yesterday, he was unconscious, and he grabbed his neck before he went into that semi-consciousness, and you may be seated. He was unconscious, delirious, and to worry about people, to constantly have that fear for your people, your love for them, and watch them come by and wonder about this child being a little underweight, or that child may need this or that or the other thing. Seeing their socks not matching and seeing some parents give more concern than others. My heart breaks so many times every day that I can barely stand to see the light of day. It has not been my plan to avoid the sun, but just nature calls. The duty of that radio has taken me all night into the morning. But there's been one advantage in the last 2 days. I've had to be around this place, and I see so much. It pains you. On top of being up all night, dealing with it on that radio, to have to see so much. Oh, it's a perfect society compared to other U.S. societies, but it is not my idea of what I wanted. Neither did I have any idea we were going to be faced with $55 million suits. Could I possibly know when you're good, the unlimited potential for evil that some people have. They said unlimited potential. When people can set up that mess and appeal to white hate out of a vendetta to get Jim Jones, I can't understand that. So I died on May 13, totally. And you better hear it this time, because I want to see if you hear it. Remember what I told you about tonight. I died on May 13. Up until that time, I thought, my goodness, surely could be communicated if you were close range with me. You couldn't help but see it. But on May 13th, I died. Because I refused her sexually, tried to cause me purposeful pain, no doubt, by leaving on my birthday. Because I don't believe that there's some God up there or some devil doing it. It's humans. She chose my birthday to bring all that hell. That was significant. That taught me a very good lesson. Here's somebody I'd given to. I saved her from drugs, debauchery. I met her in an hour of need when I was under such pressure. I don't know how I ever did it, till my joints would not hardly get me up and down the steps. I was a good friend, a trusting comrade. And she never saw unprincipled behavior other than just a human characteristic of being irritated And then I always explain, and it's always associated with insulin. I always explain that when it passes, you can tell, and the sweat stops, and the palpitations stop, then the calmness comes. And I don't have much of that anymore. And I don't know what's happened. Maybe it helped to die on December 13th. I don't know. Because I don't have as many attacks. Don't mean I feel good, but I'm glad for one thing. I don't have as many attacks. Not because of relief, but because it handicaps your administration. But on May 13, I died. Because at that point, I gave up that you could communicate goodness. I don't know whether any of you are ever going to understand me. And I don't know whether it'll ever be possible for anybody to get the good that I have or the good that others have here and take that good and put it in yourself. And you that are good, and then I use that conservatively, carefully. I mean, where we know we're going to give of ourselves, no matter what we feel inside, that we will give, we will push, that we will not neglect our duties. As much as I hate that radio, I demand, no matter whether I'm here, and I can't even enjoy TV because I have to interpret it, because people won't sensitize. They won't feel. You got to constantly bolt in and give new ideas about the movie or point out propaganda. But I let the radio people come and go. I never leave them with that shit alone. And I force myself in there, and the sounds of that thing are so still present. In your world, your child, your little games, whatever you're doing, sidetracking your thoughts, then you wouldn't feel so bad about what your lot is. Millions have gone before you, suffered so far more than you that you have no reason to complain. No reason to complain. Some of you are going to have to learn that. Because I am not going to live the rest of my life pointing a gun at people to make them work. I do not want guns in our midst to force us to work. That is not my life. I cannot live it any longer. I have lived being an authoritarian all my days when I was a gentle, understanding father. And I do not want to have to go up and down these roadways personally policing this place. If there's not enough goodness in us to come to the duty, if there's not enough principle in you that are around me to come to duty, is it still not out over that PA system? There are people that need to hear. They're always gone. If people, and you tell everybody that's not here or working, you tell them all what I said, your roommate, your companion, be he male or female, or several. If people can continue to practice their elitism, if they can continue to take special privileges, not to assume certain work responsibilities, not to clock themselves in like others, and others have the nerve who are younger, they're younger than me, and they expect that when I can't take the radio any longer, they automatically have the right to leave the radio. I've been in this struggle since I was a teenager. Ever since I was a child, I've been carrying somebody else's problems. And it puts one hell of a weight on me that when I have to leave, and my health can take no more, that I have to do something else. I have to diversify because I have a blood pressure problem that gets out of hand. That people will automatically wait for me to make a move so they can make their move. And some won't even go through the pretenses anymore of giving the appearance of work. Whatever they want to do, take special privilege, get special foods. Yes, down to little things. Little things. Let other people work, let other people dictate while they read a newspaper or a book, whatever they want to do, go out and walk or stroll. Mm-hmm. gets down to a lot of little things that some of you people have. You take fans in your home, use your fan, particularly for yourself and think of nobody else. That's why I've got a fan that for the most part doesn't work, and I don't feel good about it. Because some, in most part, I think I turned that big fan on today just briefly because I was sweating so badly at midday giving the news. And that's the first time it's been on in weeks. I just soon it was gone, out, but we need it for guests because I have to give up my place when guests come. It can be used by someone else. I don't like using anything that other people don't have. And there's some that doesn't bother you at all. And the way you can avoid it not bothering you, I guess, is to seal yourself off from other people's suffering. Walk through the geriatric section where a senior 90-some years of age don't have a fan. Uh-huh. 90-year-olds that stood on the street corner and fed you. They held a little cup in their hand and had people go by and insult them. Spit on them. Held that little cup out there so you could get your food and your clothing and you could be protected and have a lawyer and could get your education. And some of you don't give a goddamn. You go around right in front of them, run by them, and nearly knock them over. I saw it today. Children don't even give a shit. Don't give a shit. Throw down peelings in front of them, these fruit, and let a senior reach over and pick it, as I saw today, 80-some years of age, picking up your peelings. I've had it. If people can't be appealed in this role anymore, I can't be in it. It'll kill me. I would like to think that some people could respond to goodness. I can't for the life of me understand why people can't respond to goodness. But I made a commitment when I died on my birthday, May 13, that if nobody ever understood me, if nobody ever copied me, I'd long ago given up the idea that anybody would care for me. But if nobody understood me, I said, if 3 billion people go against communism in this goddamn world, one Jim Jones will not. I'll be a communist because communism is right. I cannot morally live in a world where 2 out of 3 babies go to bed hungry. And that's always an abstraction to you people. So many of you, you'd never deal with a hungry baby. I looked today at a cat. I was sitting there grading papers and reading a manuscript. And I looked at the cat. There was 100 other people in this auditorium, but nobody saw that cat. The little cat was digging here, trying to find anything, a bug. And I wondered how in Jonestown a cat could be so poor as this. Why wouldn't somebody think of that little cat and give it to you? That cat would have loved the gravy and the rice if you'd have fed it. And you'd get plenty of that. Nobody's restricted how much food. I know I sent the cat to you. That's why I knew it would be taken care of. I sent it by Jim Arthur to. But this little kitten is not where it ought to be. And everybody here ought to be concerned. Now about every child that looks underweight, I'll go by and I'll say, that teen looks like he's losing weight, or that girl looks like she's losing weight. It bothers me. It pains me. Why are we not our neighbor's keeper? We ought to all be concerned. Now, what did we have? What kind of greens did we have tonight? Well, then, have we got Edo greens enough to get us through? Edo greens, those were delicious. I could eat them every night. What's that? I see. Well, I want to see. I don't pay much attention to food. Food available for the next six weeks back of the apartments. Edo's Field 11 has 6 acres of volunteers, young, and can supply greens. 3 Banana and Edo Field, 2 acres. 1/2 acre in West Garden. R1 and L1, 1 acre. New Garden, 5 acres. Some in Windrose. Some in the front of the nursery building, mostly volunteers. I've seen some okra falling off of the okra got big enough back over there on my one route to the East House that I don't understand why we let food just drop before our eyes. Sweet potatoes, 5 to 8 acres, needs weeding. 5 acres starleaf. Well, what? How are we going to be able to have greens is what I'm asking. How we go? Try to buy vegetables, which we can't afford. We're going to have to buy things that we can turn to greens. You're going to have to give her some idea. Ravina and her, you'll have to be given some idea, because you got fruits. You got to be sure. We got to be sure that people get enough vegetables. While she's coming over there, storage in the drums is critical to us. Need to get more drums for storage and see about the valves and seals and adhesive. Have replacement order in the States now. Should maybe order much more valves, seals. I would think so. And adhesive. We can perhaps get the drums here, but the valves and seals are very hard to locate, and we're after many tests and failures that we succeeded. Need to find out if the government will let us import any beans from the States for table consumption. Not likely, since they want us growing them and have this mass program underway. I'm not sure. You could order them in some barrels. I don't know whether the beans, how much is it? You're going to pay a price ordering food from out of this country, though. Your price on beans, anything's going to be much higher abroad than here. I can't think of anything we could hardly make it worthwhile. In food, is there anything at all in food?
I couldn't tell you about that, Dad, but I was going back to tell you about the green situation. Within about 6 weeks, we should be able to have greens. Well, if we want them every day, we could. As according to the weather, and it's getting better, looks like.
Greens every day in 6 weeks. Then we won't suffer, will we, Doctor? Summary analysts feel that the problems were ignorance on part of planters, weather, and poor management. At this stage, agreed, we are not yet communist and need a strong person at the helm of the farm that will take firm lead. That's another person, I guess, that's the committee's report, analyst report. All right, now let's go on with the criteria for this director. Shift, please. Proven in heavy responsibilities. Frugal, that'll be willing to save like Dad has. A high level of personality stability. You may be seated with little emotionalism and little personal or selfish motives. This should be written up as goals for all of us, but that should be in front of every coordinator. These should be put in their writing and put on the walls. A high level of consistency. Proven loyalty to the socialist leader and to socialist principles and practices. Proven administrative capability with a high level of follow-through. That's our biggest weakness here, is follow-through. A capacity and reputation for being hard-working. A capacity and reputation for being hard-working. You won't get sidetracked by sex or any other diversion. We'll put the responsibility and welfare of the people, as I have, knowing that people are not enlightened to take the same load that you will take. Not being irritated that some will persist forever, it seems, to set in a movie and not come to work, have to be called, as I hear one name called every night, makes me so sick. I hear that woman every night called to her duties. You disgrace the name of your mother to hear Marcy called every night. Damn near every night. Marcy, go to work. You got the name of your mother.
That's part of my fault, because the time was mixed up with the coordinator and dispatch, and they were calling it too early.
Fine. Thank you. I knew it used to be a pattern. I'm glad to hear it isn't still. Not now? Yes, that's good. Capacity, reputation for being hardworking. Not depending on whether somebody else is sitting around in a movie or reading a novel and won't work. Or goofing off with their fingers up their ass, talking out in open day when it could be producing. Historically, now are historically meshed in any faction or power group which may now exist and which might or might have existed or would be possible to come into existence. A person who is obviously loyal to the leader, because you can obviously know the leader will dismiss himself, you'll never have to dismiss him. If there was a strong leader in my place now, I would bargain with these people in the United States and give them myself for the guarantees that no more persecution, yes, no more suits, and drop the suits that they now have. I'd let them do exactly with me what they wanted to do. Reason, judgment, and the ability to receive input well from others, to take criticism well from others, but still be able to make a decision. You have to be proven wrong and go ahead. There's too much democracy now. We bogged down in everybody's opinion and we don't get anything done. That's overburdening democracy. Please don't be battling bugs. There's not a bug here that'll bite you in the nighttime, but a mosquito, and you won't see him. The bigger the ones, the better. Don't worry about them. They will not bite you. Reason, judgment, as I said, and the ability to receive input well from others. The ability to give instructions without the appearance of being on a power trip. That's important, too. Such a person should have the respect of the whole community, or at least of its leadership. A reasonable level of experience working closely with you so as to be familiar with your thought and the ways that you handle things. A concern for people without any personal involvement in any person or group. The ability to be disliked without being repressed by it. A person should not be out front with the people nor heavily committed to counseling programs or responsibility. One safeguard in leadership is the development of the administrative head as separate from the popular head. That is, clearly, such a person should have a good foundation in Marxist-Leninism. These qualities are not expressed in any particular order of importance. Now we have to come down to the decisions of those who you feel qualified. We start down the analyst. Who do you think is qualified for this job? Yeah.
In that score, I'd be glad. What?
Couldn't get any males in the party. So the white women have to go out and get black men and fuck them into the party. And that was principled. If you don't understand that as principled, you don't know anything about revolution. Sit down. They got some of the best black leadership today. The black head of the Communist Party was fucked in. He was fucked in by a white woman who chose to give her body. And that's what Paul said. You should give your body as what? That was a socialism remote to some of our present day communists. He said you should present your whole body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to your God. And what is your God? Communism. Then you should give your vagina, your penis, or your asshole if it's called for. And if you can't, you're not a dedicated communist. You should be willing to fuck anybody, whatever you had to do with, suck them or whatever. I mean, if it would save your people or get a revolutionary achievement, if it would save someone's life or build this movement, you should do whatever you're asked to do. Is that not right? I saw too few amens of that down here in this front section. What the fuck's the matter down here? I'm not talking about young people. I'm getting nervous about some of you older people. You don't get with this shit. Don't act like you say, I don't know why they do that. Hell, you forgot your sex feeling 25 years ago. You ain't felt nothing, so how would you know whether you attracted anything? Sit down. I don't think these are the only two, male or female. So don't think they're the only two, and they were all for a purpose to bring them to a higher order, because I don't know how to selfishly use anybody. I wouldn't know how to do that. I couldn't do that. I've always seen myself in a role of giving. If I receive anything, it won't be long because the giving will be outweighing the receiving. Because that's me. And you mess with me, that's what you're going to get. as I always have got to give, I take on more worries about you than you'll ever take on about me or anybody else. I hope that changes, and it can change. But that's why the life is hell for me, because you don't get anything, you have to pay. You have to pay. You have to give. You have to give if you're a communist. Because you never can give enough. It never meets all the needs. All right.
I know that you don't like being scheduled, you know.
Some sensitizing your guilt. Talk to someone you like. Someone who likes you, whoever that is. Karen, I guess you have been talking.
Yes.
Have they not? Okay, whatever. If you need to see a film that sensitizes you.
That's true.
If you need to do something, then you talk to us. But don't you take it upon yourself to break out of that schedule that all of us are in.
Yes, Dad. I realize it.
Timed in, clocked in, pulled in. You're vital to the whole program. And what is life, you know? What is life? Let's not let people down. It's a day-by-day occasion. The least we can do is to stand by each other. That's the most fulfilling thing we can do.
I'll stick by it to the minute.
I don't willingness to commit themselves with the unknowns of the future. As for so many years, I have not known one day to the next what was coming for me or the people I love. Now the horrible part is that it has grown not from just a family of an ordinary size of the children I adopted, from the natural born that I have, and I don't have one of them only by the day. You know how it is to feel to have a child by the day? Because if the countdown comes, I have not made up my mind what I would do. And Debbie would say I'd put a whole organization at stake. And I have that, not knowing from one day to the next. Now I have 1,000 children, 1,000 to worry about. And I know what I would do if it was your child, but I hope the test doesn't come over my child, and I'm sure it probably will, because life has always dealt me the worst possible blows. I'd have no trouble putting this whole organization on a line for anybody else's child, but the press has so abused and distorted. And Debbie, the audacity of her, saying that I only threatened to die over my child. She later changed it, but not in the UPI. Then it was later that anyone that attacked us, we would die. But no communism was mentioned in the UPI, no socialism, nothing. It's gross. She planned it that way, the one that had the biggest coverage. The press Democrat, then she talked about my communism. Then she mentioned vegetables. And other foods, but it was rice. All we eat is rice. Gross kind of shit. Beat old women. Outrageous shit. Bury people alive. So now if the trial ever came, I don't know what I can do. I don't know what I will do. I'm not saying I'll give up. And I say you better develop some leadership. I'm saying you people better develop some leadership. Because for 47 years, I've sacrificed.
Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to my child, I will not make a decision for you to, if it ever came again. If there's any question about it, ever rises again. So, well, do you think it will? I don't know. I don't know anything but the fact that everybody dies.
Go ahead.
It used to be, you say everybody paid taxes, but we don't have to do that anymore. But everybody has to die. It can be prolonged, and I have. It can be resurrected, and I have. But everybody has to go through pain and suffering and death. So why not make it for a revolutionary purpose, a beautiful goal, something that makes us above the animals? Because there's no way around the suffering. The only thing that can make your life feel a bit noble is that you've found the best idea and stand by it bravely through all the stormy weather. And communism sharing, if it is unobtainable, is the only right way to live. That no other moral consideration with two babies going to bed hungry tonight while we're sitting in here. Hungry. They'd be glad to get anything. Rice. They'd be glad to get a double portion of rice. They'd be glad to get a teaspoonful of rice. But they're starving while some of you sit out there not identifying with this doctor while he has to search himself for his elitism. But tomorrow, if you are to grow, we'll have to take you out of your shell and look at you on the searchlight right up on the stage. We'll have to put the spotlight on you because you never can identify with somebody else's problem. You never learn anything indirectly or vicariously. It's always got to drag your ass out and put you here. But you are doubly worse than this doctor tonight. The vast majority of this organization is doubly worse than this doctor.